This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier. Doug is the entertainment writer, working late tonight, Doug, I imagine.
Well, it is a very busy time here, Phil, with the Academy Award nominations is coming out.
And I want to talk to you about the article that you've got coming this Sunday on Brokeback Mountain, and it's quite an explosive piece. And I want you to tell me a little bit about it. Before you do, letting people know if they're not aware of this film, Brokeback Mountain, which has made $51 million, hasn't it?
Oh, it's doing pretty well with the box office. The initial instinct on this film was that it was kind of an art film and that it would not find a very big audience, but it has. And I think by virtue of the word of mouth and by virtue of the fact now that it has been nominated for Best Picture, I think, and Heath Ledger for Best Actor, I think, more and more people are going to see it. I think it was fifth in box office this weekend. It did a pretty average or below average weekend, $6 million, but still doing very well.
Well, tell me about your take on this film. And you are gay yourself.
Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been out and out in this world and around in the gay community, in the straight community, and I've done a great deal of writing in the entertainment community about issues relative to the homosexual community and just writing about everything in general. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm obviously going to pay a little bit of attention to a movie like this. And what I wrote for Sunday and what I'm going to tell you and your listeners right now, it needs to be said, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, for all of the artistic beauty and for all of the great acting and great direction in Brokeback Mountain, in many ways, I think it's crossed a line, and I'm speaking as a gay man and as a gay journalist.
All right, now what do you mean by crossed a line?
Well, it presents a view of gay life that is that comes with a very macho image, and there's a lot of symbols. It attempts, I believe, to entice the straight man into embracing a gay lifestyle.
And all right, now that when you say that, see, a lot of times we've heard people say, there's the recruitment, you know, this real Bible-banging kind of attitude, you know?
I've heard it.
But we know that gay is not a choice, it's an orientation, right?
Well, but I believe that, Phil, but every so often I have to tell you this. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? So nobody in the gay community is going to call me up and say I've got, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. They know it, I know it, and they know who they are. The gay community in Hollywood every now and again takes a shot at, I don't want to call it conversion, but they do take a shot at trying to entice mostly straight men. Now, Brokeback Mountain is, I think, a terribly, terribly dishonest attempt by the gay community in Hollywood to provoke what is called the full gay conversion or gay switch.
Now, you're saying this is formulated and this is intentional.
I don't think there's a doubt in my mind that Hollywood has slowly been venturing in that direction. Trying to inflate the percentage. We know in America that a good 10% of our population is gay. Hollywood, over the years, has tried to inflate that to 11, maybe up to 15%. But this is a fully realized and highly advertised attempt at full gay switch. And for me,
of straight men.
Of straight men, that's correct.
All right, Doug, you're gay. Now, why are you against that?
Well, Phil, I'm against it because it's dishonest. It's brainwashing. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because I was born that way. And if that's not good enough for the gay community, then there just isn't, they're going to have to, if you pardon the expression, suck on it. We're trying to...
All right, nice joke, but...
Well, I'm sorry, but if they're trying to recruit straight men into full gay switch, you get a lot of newly gay, formerly straight guys who are going to have open sexual relationships. AIDS is going to go through the roof again as these straight men who have undergone this full gay conversion to gay men, they flood... Now, suddenly, you've got the marketplace flooded with newly gay men who don't know the first thing about being gay. They're going to be in it over their heads, And I think the producers and the actors, everyone associated with Brokeback Mountain, have done, I am sure, what they did, thinking they were doing a good thing. Brokeback Mountain is to being gay, Phil, what Battlefield Earth was to Scientology. I think it's bad news, and I'm here to tell you that I believe that straight people who go to see this movie need to be aware. And I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be successful, but I think it is a very uncouth attempt and brazen attempt. I really think that it's surprising to see this movie presented in a way that is going to, is going to entice The straight man and a gay switch.
All right, we're talking with Doug Danger, the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Brokeback Mountain. Doug is believes this film is some kind of an attempt by the producers to make gay men out of straight men. All right, now how do you keep people from laughing at that notion, Doug? How do you?
Well, look at you know, number one, when you see this movie and you see a film like Brokeback Mountain that has all the macho images in it, it has all of the symbols of a traditional hetero society, ranches and cowboys and the wide open plains and the very macho aspect of that. The underhanded aspect of this is the straight man is going to go see this movie. Why? Because his wife wants to go see it. And I think really the message for this, people listening right now, is for women. Straight women who are bothering their husbands or boyfriends and going to see this movie, please understand that while I'm not saying your husband or your boyfriend's going to walk out of there gay, you just need to know that there is an insinuation. Come on over. Try it.
Now, that's got to be a conscious thing by the writer or by the director.
It doesn't even have to be conscious. It can be very subconscious. It isn't that these people necessarily want you on a conscious level to be gay, but they are trying everything they can. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, I'm gay, and yet I'm on your show right now saying that I don't think Brokeback Mountain's a good movie because it's trying to gay switch a lot of straight guys. What does that tell you? I'm gay, and I don't like the movie because it's gay switch, or it's an attempted gay switch. Okay, what does that say? It says that I've got a little bit of authority. I've seen the gay switch. They've tried to pull the gay switch with West Side Story, Spartacus, all these movies that had gay image in it in otherwise very macho settings. It's happening again. And if you're a woman who loves her husband and you don't want to see him become a part of a herd of newly turned, switched straight men who are now flooding the gay marketplace and inflating the indexes on AIDS and herpes and everything, then I would definitely take this into consideration.
Well, it sounds to me like you're saying, all right, this movie is primarily for women.
It is, but what happens is a lot of these women take their husbands to it, and I think that's where Hollywood thinks that they can, I think that's where many people think they can sort of maybe sneak the message in. Whoa, it's a movie, it's for females. Yeah, well, you know as well as I do they're going to take their husbands, and that's where switch starts. When we talk about switch, and we talk about the full gay swap, that's where it starts.
Doug Danger is with us, 1-800-449-8686. Doug is a gay man and a gay journalist, and we're talking about Brokeback Mountain being a film that has, at the surface, a very beautiful story of love and companionship between two gay men, but underneath it, it's an attempt at something you call a gay switch, which you may not say is a conscious thing, but yet, you know, it's an enticing thing to straight men.
Well, the thing I want to let you know, Phil, is I'm gay, all right? All right, Phil?
Yes, I know.
Okay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Who's more credible? Who is more credible on something? You want to listen to Gene Shalit? Go right ahead. I mean, Gene Shalit lost it years ago. He has not been in the world that you and I have been, that you and I know for years. I think that my word is good. I'm gay. And I'm also a gay writer. I'm a gay journalist. Therefore, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and Brokeback Mountain is, if not a conscious effort at gay swap, is at least an unconscious effort at what we call gay switch, gay swap, or, you know, the gay roundabout. And that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
And I'm gay.
Okay. All right. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Brokeback Mountain. Not just a story about two gay cowboys, but an effort at possibly enticing straight men into a gay... I hate to say gay lifestyle. I hate that because it defeats the entire effort And it's not even accurate at educating people on being gay, which is an orientation. Doug says that there's something called gay swap or gay switch, whereby a straight man can become gay if he's, what, if he's given these kinds of subliminal messages. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You don't think it's ever going to happen?
I don't think so, no. I think it's ridiculous to think you can turn gay man, or turn straight man into gay man. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've written about this for a long time.
Doug Danger joins us from the Orange County Courier on Brokeback Mountain, a film that he feels has a very disturbing message. It is a subliminal message, one that perhaps the filmmakers themselves don't even know that they are sending, but it is something that you call gay switch.
Full gay swap, and that, Phil, is the danger.
All right, but in an effort to entice straight men into a gay lifestyle by using the paradigm of cowboy, rancher...
Yeah, all the traditional heterosexual macho images and symbols are used and employed so that a straight man will look at gay swap as something that is possible, that's attainable. Perhaps it's a dream deferred for a lot of straight men. I don't know. I'm gay. And I've been gay since, I guess, yeah, I've been gay for a long time. I mean, I've been out for 6 weeks, but I'll tell you that it's been a long, hard road being out and looking at what's going on and seeing the gay community ever increasingly and almost inexorably pushing gay swap on unsuspecting straight men. And that's the message I think we're trying to send in our article on Sunday.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to make a few comments about your subject this evening and the person that you have talking about this gay switching.
Yes, I'm Doug Danger, ma'am.
Okay. First of all, I think this is a joke. I think that you're a joke. I think what you have to say is a joke. I personally
Are you gay?
Not at all.
Well, I don't know how you can speak with any authority at all. I'm talking as a gay writer.
What? Let me tell you. First of all, I have a husband who is through and through a cowboy, number one. Number two, is very, very secure in his homosexuality that watching a movie isn't going to change his mind and make him a gay man.
If you're so sure about that.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
If you're so sure about that, why are you so angry? That's the whole thing, Phil.
Is he going to let me talk?
Well, hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. What did you say, Doug? And then I want to let the lady say.
I'm saying if the man is so secure in his sexuality, this lady is very angry. Underneath her anger might be a fear that her husband may want to either pull gay switch or recommend it. Because why are you so angry? Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I am irritated at the fact that you are wasting precious airtime on a ridiculous subject.
Ma'am, not gay. You're not gay.
You don't know
the agenda of gay switch. And if you present traditional images of machismo, which you just said, your husband is all man, he's a rancher, great, fine. How do you like the idea of Hollywood inserting into your husband's world two guys that are basically doing it to each other in places where ordinarily you go to the bathroom?
Who cares? To each his own. If two men want to do that, let them do it.
Right in the middle of your husband's world?
Change my husband's mind or my mind into wanting to be gay because we see somebody on TV doing that.
Ma'am, this is
that
in the
is
middle
ridiculous.
Of this is the middle of your husband's world. You said your husband's a rancher?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly, which makes it all the more ridiculous.
Yeah,
because
the movie.
We've been in that life all our lives. And that is ridiculous to think that just because you watch something on TV is going to change your whole lifestyle into wanting to be that.
Does your
that
husband
would
know?
That mean that you already had those things in your mind
exactly.
before.
Exactly.
Okay,
now.
So if you don't have those things in your mind before and you watch a movie, doesn't make you want to become whatever that is.
Ma'am,
whether
I'm
it's
trying
gay
to tell you
that
there is such a thing as propaganda. I'm sure you're aware that propaganda is a very effective thing. Now, your husband doesn't know what's going on in the bunkhouse on the property you own. Okay? And I'm not saying your husband's done anything, but he's lived out on that ranch. Now he goes to see Brokeback Mountain, and suddenly the bunkhouse reality comes screaming home.
No, he saw that mountain. He would that movie, Brokeback Mountain, he would laugh because he would be like, this is a joke. This
Ma'am,
is a joke.
So far, everything to you is a joke.
Your
whole idea of gay is a joke. The whole idea of a gay ranch is a joke. The whole idea, everything's a joke. You know,
it's a joke.
So everything that you disagree with is a joke. So I'm saying to you, your husband may have the joke may be on you.
Listen,
the joke may be on you. The joke may be on you that your husband has been at that bunkhouse one too many nights.
Okay,
the joke's on you.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. And second of all, you said you've been writing gay articles for years.
You're still threatened by this.
It came out a few weeks ago. That's a joke, too. Like, nobody knew before but you, and you just came out
a few weeks
ago.
You're so threatened by this whole topic. I bet, you know, you ought to have a long talk. You ought to have a long talk with your husband because...
To each his own,
really? All right, if it's to each his own, how do you feel if your husband has, as in my opinion, you know, and he may have... How do you feel about bunkhouse swap?
My husband doesn't have those feelings.
How do you know? How do you know?
My husband, you idiot.
Oh, really?
You're not married. Obviously, you don't know what that
is. Have you ever heard of bisexual? Oh, see, you're telling me about my life, but I try to tell you about yours, and I don't know, huh? You tell me all about the gay community, but your husband's been practicing bunkhouse swap.
You're telling me that I don't know my husband.
And you're telling me I don't know the gay community.
Please.
You're telling me I don't know Hollywood. I've worked in Hollywood, and I'm telling you right now, your husband...
I didn't say you didn't know the gay community. I said you did not know the heterosexual community.
You are so out of control. You're hitting... I just heard you do this. You're hitting buttons.
I'm driving.
What an idiot.
Wait a minute, Doug.
No, this woman is not willing to admit the reality of bunkhouse swap, and yet she's telling me all about how I came out 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, you did.
You did. But you said you've been writing gay articles for years. Like somebody didn't know before 6 weeks ago that you were gay?
Hey, Lisa. I'm going to be you for a minute, okay? Hi, Phil. This is Lisa. And I'd like to say...
All right, Doug. Now that you got that out of your system...
Well, wow. I mean, who is she... What do you mean, wow?
You have really mature person
I'm a gay man.
Program.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay?
Good for you.
And you're telling me all about my world. And my world is the world of the swap.
Good. But your world is not the heterosexual world. So you don't have enough experience to know whether a heterosexual man is going to want to change his mind because he sees a gay movie. That's
really? And your experience is based on what?
My experience is based on
your husband comes in.
And so has my husband all our lives.
Your husband comes in at 11 o'clock at night.
Plenty of other movies with gay in it, and we're still heterosexual. Oh, my God. How does that work?
Let me ask this. Your husband comes in late at night. Where you been, honey? Oh, you know, just doing some chores. Yes, yeah, sure. You believe
what?
It. That's fine. Go ahead and believe it.
First of all...
He goes into the bathroom. He asks for a wet washcloth. You find it with blood on it.
Scenarios don't happen in our home, okay? So,
well, Phil, I think, you know, Lisa, with all due respect, I'm sure
Please,
that you know your family.
That may happen
but the
in
fact
the gay
is,
community.
The fact
but
is,
that
you sound
happen.
Way too threatened by this. I think your husband, if he's not been doing bunkhouse swap, he's probably has done bunk
this
swap.
Movie, every cowboy in America is gay now.
Yeah. Well, we're, you know, I didn't say every cowboy in America. I said you because you said your husband is so, you are so threatened. That I'm saying your husband might be.
I'm not threatened at all. I'm telling
you that's right.
This whole subject is a joke.
Right. You're not threatened
you
at all. You just called in
about...
and spent the last 7 minutes talking to me, but you're not threatened at all.
You don't
Boy,
know enough about the heterosexual
chop,
community.
Chop. I just scored a big one on you, man. 3 points from the corner.
Okay.
Me one, you nothing. Homosexuals
okay, that is
one.
Very immature.
And a
you
rancher's
have a very
wife nothing.
Immature person speaking on your program
really?
Tonight.
Immature. Now,
uneducated.
Let me ask, would you read that?
Immature.
You read that in O.
Very immature and uneducated.
Gay man one, rancher's wife nothing.
Okay.
This lady called up and she's spending like 8 minutes on the phone with me, but she ain't threatened. I'll tell you right now, your husband is a rancher like I'm a rancher.
First of all, let's get something straight.
1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's not about trying to panic anybody.
All right, Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. Doug is a gay man and a gay journalist. And he's writing about Brokeback Mountain as being an obvious attempt at influencing straight men to, you know, they used to joke about going gay. You call it gay swap or gay switch or bunkhouse swap, right?
That's correct. Well, Phil, first of all, I'm not trying to get anybody upset, you know, but if you feel yourself angered by this topic, especially those people who may be listening to your program who do ranching for a living, who are involved in moving herds of beef or, you know, herds of cattle and this sort of thing. I'm not here to try to impugn anybody's profession. But if you do find yourself agitated over the possibility that Brokeback Mountain encourages a kind of cookhouse or bunkhouse swap, then...
What, when you say bunkhouse swap, is that this gay switch you're talking about?
That's correct, yeah.
You just put it in a ranch?
That is correct, yeah.
All right.
So, what I'm saying is, look into your own life, look into your own family, and find out just what's going on, why you would fear bunkhouse swap. Maybe it's happened.
Like the lady that just called?
Like the lady that just called. Like any rancher or any wife of a farmer or any wife of a man who stores feed, this is going to be a concern.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Paula. Paula, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Doug what he thinks Hollywood's motive would be for trying to do this gay switch.
Well, there's a lot of gay people in Hollywood. Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Well, what is your interest in this?
I was just driving in my car, listening, and I think that...
I mean,
let
me just tell you this, Paula, since you want to be educated, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Right now, this is a movie that a lot of women are going to see. It's a good movie. It is a heartfelt movie, but it also is a film that is attempting to show straight men there is an option.
So what?
There's
what is
a way out. There's
what is
a way
Hollywood's
out.
Motive for this?
There's a way out, you know. And there are a lot of gay people out there who I think there's a way out, but the bunkhouse swap I don't think is the way to do it.
Are you married? I'm engaged.
Then I would very definitely be thinking about it.
All right, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with us on the movie Brokeback Mountain. Bunkhouse swap is a term about...
I'm saying bunkhouse swap because it's gay switch on a ranch.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I once wore pants to church 4 Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
1-800-449-8686. And
okay,
now you're
on
the Phil Hendry Show.
A gay man who'd spent a lot of time in the West.
The name of the book is what, Smokehouse?
Smokehouse, yeah. And it was the story, really, it was the story of Jim Gentry, Phil, who is a rodeo rider. He was a very, very famous rodeo champion from Wyoming who was gay and who wrote probably the first book about an out gay cowboy called Smokehouse. And it was from that point on that, they started talking about bunkhouse swap or what you want to call it, gay switch, on a ranch or farm swap. And all of these things continued. Now, this movie, Brokeback Mountain, I'm not saying it's not a good movie.
No, I understand that. But what you are saying, either subliminal or unsubliminal, whatever the hell, is it's an attempt to portray the gay lifestyle in a positive way to entice straight men because it's set at a ranch.
That's correct, yeah. You can show a positive gay role model and the guy is a hairdresser. Boom, we all know that stereotype. You can show a positive gay role model and let's say the guy's like the Will and Grace guy, you know. But show a positive gay role model, and he is at a ranch or a ranchette, or a hobby farmer, whatever you want to call it. Now you're fooling around in heterosexual territory, and that's what Smokehouse was about, and that's what Full Bunkhouse Swap. But I would say that read Smokehouse; it's fascinating.
Put that down, bud, will you? Smokehouse. It's Jim Gentry?
Right, he was a rodeo champion from Wyoming.
What years?
1960s.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This guy is so full of it, it's not even funny.
Could you speak up, Debbie, because we got a little bit of a thin line.
Sorry about that. Is that better?
Oh, that's way better. Go ahead.
He is so full of it. I happen to be a lesbian, okay? He is, it's attitudes like this that demonize the gay community because supposedly we're trying to convert everybody.
I love it when lesbians call in and start telling, you know, gay men their business.
Well, you were yelling at the other girl before because she wasn't even gay.
Well, she's straight. I mean, she's trying to tell me what... Yeah, but this is a story about the what happens at a bunkhouse.
You know what? For the longest time, I didn't want to come out of the closet because of people demonizing gays, saying that they were trying to convert everybody.
I'm not gay, man.
Well, you know what? I saw a lot of heterosexuals in roles that I wanted to be in. And you know what? Somehow the magic just didn't work on me.
Well, I mean, you're still young. You sound like a young woman.
I'm 35, sugar.
Well, you know what? There's still plenty of time. There's still plenty of time for you to want to have babies and a husband and all that.
Honey, I've got a girlfriend. It's been 10 years.
You got a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. But having, having 9 pounds of swinging.
Legal.
Wait a minute.
Say that again, ma'am. I'm sorry.
The only reason why we're not married is because it's not legal.
Well, look, that's good for you. Do whatever you want to do. What? I don't understand. What, do you live on a ranch?
No, I don't live on a ranch.
Why are you
but
calling?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I see people from the heterosexual community all the time in areas that I would like to be in or that I would like to try. But, gee, it never seemed to magically turn me straight, especially when I wanted to be straight.
Because those are not – look, every profession you see is a stereotype of something straight.
Well, I got this for you. I work with nothing but straight
people. There's only one profession that has a gay –
and I don't turn anyone gay.
Oh, God. There's only one profession that's got a gay stereotype, and that's interior design or hairdressing or something like that, right? Every other profession is straight. Now you put gays in, you put gays on a farm. Now you're messing with a whole straight paradigm. Now,
actually, I know more gay people that work on farms than straight people. So, you know.
Yeah, well, don't let straight people know that.
Where you're calling from,
you know? Don't let straight people know that. Otherwise, you're going to have farm swap.
You know what? If they're going to end up swapping, they were bisexual to begin with, and it's not you that changed them or the movie.
You know something? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Just to, what are your credentials?
Well, I've been out since early 90s.
Make up something.
Doug, you've been out 6 weeks.
The fact is, I'm gay.
I'm gay. How comfortable were you with that? I mean, how long has it been since you've been out?
I'm simply trying to tell the straight world that it's possible that straight men will be enticed into farm swap.
Anybody who's bisexual in the least will be enticed into farm swap.
Anybody who's bisexual.
It's not you or any movie that's going to make you gay or straight or bisexual. If you got it, you got it.
You know what? You never really believed that until you heard enough people say it.
Well, don't you believe it? I mean, look, I'm straight, and I believe that, Doug.
I wanted to be straight for the longest time. I prayed to be bi, at least, so I could at least just pay attention to that part.
Can I ask you something? And this got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I just want to ask you something. Could you take the clothespin off your nose?
Can I take the clothespin off my nose?
Yes.
Honey, only if you leave the room, then I won't need it.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Your opinion, because that's what's smelling up this room.
Well, why have you got your nose pinned up? I don't understand.
Why have I got the nose pinned up? Because your opinion stinks. It reeks.
Ma'am.
You know, it's people like you that demonize the entire gay community because we're out there to change everybody.
You're demonizing the gay community right now by coming on a talk show with a clothespin on your nose, debasing everything about farm swap that I have tried to educate people about. And for me, as a gay man and a gay writer and a gay journalist, not to be able to educate the straight community about bunkhouse swap, for me...
Wait, can we use some terms that I understand? Bunkhouse swap, farm swap.
Well, I didn't quite understand it before this guy got on, but I pretty much got it.
Traditional heterosexual images, Phil, that are co-opted by the gays so as to entice straight men into flooding the marketplace. Debbie doesn't care. She's a lesbian. But we get a gay men flooded. We get newly gay men.
I guess it doesn't matter. I mean, supposedly this other woman was wrong because she wasn't even gay.
Well, she's sitting there telling me.
But now I'm a lesbian, so I don't know because I'm not a man. Well, would some gay man please call up and just explain to this guy how he's demonizing the gay community?
Ah, maybe they all agree with me.
Well, I wish someone would get on, please.
Well, nobody's getting on. You want to know why? Somebody get on. Did you hear that? Anybody want to get on Debbie? She just asked for it. Now,
you are really crude, man. You know something to say that to
that
lady?
But I pick any man over you.
You just said, would someone get on, please?
Oh,
you
my
might
God.
As well
you
be laying
what?
On your back
this
in your front
lawn. This guy reminds me of something that you have to really watch your language in front of because he's like a grade schooler.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
He said this. She said that.
Ma'am.
He said crank. She said crack.
Ma'am, I am here talking about hobby farm swap, and you're on your back in the front lawn saying somebody climb on. Now, who's wrong here? I don't think anybody's wrong.
Would you start making some sense, Mr. Danger? You're on here with Farm Swap and Bunk Swap. You're talking about a movie that's going to turn straight men gay, and the gay marketplace will be flooded.
Pretty soon, no one's going to be drinking the water in his community because it's going to turn them gay, too.
You're going to have thousands of newly gay men. They know nothing about being gay.
What is to learn, dude? I mean, you know, I'm straight, and I'm willing to accept that gay people are gay by orientation from birth. Now, all of a sudden, here you come, a gay man and a gay journalist, you know, that...
Well, I am a gay man.
And you've said it 9 million times, and you're telling me about how, no, man, if you go see Brokeback Mountain, something called bunkhouse swap happens, where I suddenly want to what? Be gay, flood the marketplace, get AIDS and herpes... You know, I mean...
It's a nightmare scenario. I agree with you, Phil. Debbie laughs at it because she's a lesbian. Her and her friends can go bowling or whatever they do. See?
Or another thing that really makes me mad is that it makes it sound like that I can't be in any place alone with another woman, even if she's gay or straight, because I'm going to feel the need to be sexually active with them. Well, you know what? I got news for you. I've been alone. I've been in... sleepover situations with attractive women that I have actually not been interested in sexually who have been both gay and straight. And guess what? I'm not after anything in a dress that is actually somewhat interested in me.
Can you repeat that?
Can I repeat that? What do you mean?
I didn't quite. You said I've been in a situation where that...
Why are you holding your nose?
Why am I...
That's what you sound like.
I don't know. Maybe because, as I said, your opinion is.
Why didn't you grow up, Doug?
Reeks.
She said she's been situations.
You know, he's a child.
You know, you can
he's
go
a freaking
into situations
child.
If you're
you
gay
said
or bisexual.
You said you were situations with beautiful women and they weren't beautiful women and you'd had sex, you didn't want to have sex. None of this got anything to do with hobby swap.
Room with another gay
what
man
a mental
and not
case.
Pull your pants down?
What?
Will you take your fingers off your nose?
What did this lady say? Have I ever been in the room with another man and not pulled my pants down?
As a gay man, can you be alone in a room with another gay man and keep your pants on?
I could be alone in a room with you, yeah.
Well, I ain't a man.
Oh, that's right.
Well, look, Debbie, did I call you?
Hang up on him.
Yeah.
Hang up on... I just hung up on him, Debbie. I apologize, but thank you for lending at least a sensible voice to this.
I don't know.
And, no, it's, you know... What do you want, Doug?
I want to know if she's got it.
1-800-449... What a jackass. Hobby swap, gay swap, farm swap, bunk swap, and bunkhouse swap. It started out with full gay swap, and now we're in bunkhouse. Okay, well, anyway, that's Doug Danger. And if you go see Brokeback Mountain, ladies, please be aware that your husband... Well, read the book... Smokehouse. That'll tell you everything you need to know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We'd like to thank Doug Danger for coming on our program and reminding us that he's gay. Thank you so much, Doug, and thank you for educating us as to full bunkhouse swap. Anyway, Brokeback Mountain, you'll be dragged to it sooner or later. $51 million and climbing. And they just got nominated for an Academy Award. George Clooney got nominated for 4 of them. And it's just a wonderful thing.
What do you mean Clooney at what? For Brokeback?
No, Clooney's not in Brokeback Mountain.
Well, why'd you bring that up?
Because he's got, I don't know, because it was the thing. It's that George Clooney got a lot of, I don't know, who cares? I mean, I'm just telling you. I don't know whether people watch that stuff or not. Occasionally I do. But in any event, Phil Hendry Show, I'd like to thank Doug, our special guest tonight, and of course, right out of the gate there, Pastor William Renick, on how his church will not be open on Super Bowl Sunday, because when you look out there at the congregation on Super Bowl Sunday, all you see are dull faces and dead eyes. Okay, a reminder that on Sunday at noon, we'll be on the air here locally in Los Angeles on Extra Sports 570, and we'll be with the guys from Extra Sports, Steve Hartman, Vic the Brick, all of them, as we do a special pre-Super Bowl show from the Ontario Mills Mall. Ontario Mills Mall. So make it out there. That'll be pretty cool. It'll be fun. Rapping about the ball game. And let's see. As we mentioned before, I'd like to always remind you, you can get tickets to see our television show, Teachers, if you want to see a taping, if you're going to be in L.A. Kind of a cool thing. If you come to Los Angeles, you want to see tapings of some of these shows, you can, you know, go online and get tickets. And at our website, you can see a little banner up there that says Teachers coming April 6th on NBC. So click on there, man, and check it out. Come on out. See the show. And as well, of course, our souvenir shop with the brand new Bobby Dooley Day-O Spa tank top T-shirt. You got to get this for your girlfriend or your wife. Rich, waxed, and relaxed, baby. You've been to the Bobby Dooley Spa. It's all there at www.philhenryshow.com. Have a great weekend. Have a good Super Bowl party, baby. Baby, we'll see you.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.